We now have four varied stories from around the city. The strangest is a report on lift surfing, a risky online craze that has reached Wesselgate Tower in the city centre. Another danger at Norwich Flats is dodgy cladding, and a £5 billion fix to address this has been welcomed, although it may take years to sort out the repairs. The proposed huge housing development at Pinebanks in Thorpe Hamlet has attracted fresh protests, and almost a third of all homes at risk of coastal erosion are reported to be in Norfolk. John will start us off with news of lift surfing.
Shocking images have appeared online of someone taking part in a dangerous online craze inside a city centre tower block. Police are now investigating images that show someone inside an elevator shaft while tagging their location at Wesselgate Tower in what looks similar to a risky activity called lift surfing. Back in August, footage was posted online of a group of teenagers climbing the industrial crane overlooking St. Crispin's House in Duke Street, while in July, a man parachuted from the crane outside Norwich Castle. Elevator surfing, also known as lift surfing, is an activity involving riding on top of the elevators rather than inside them. And certain surfers may also attempt riskier manoeuvres like jumping between moving elevators or riding the elevator's counterweight. A police spokesman said, "We can confirm we've received a report of suspicious circumstances and we're investigating this with the building owner of Wesselgate Tower." Sue George, a 64-year-old retiree passing the tower, branded the stunt as absolutely crazy. "I've never seen anything like it before," she added. "They're possibly trespassing if they don't live there, and it's so dangerous. I think they really need something better to do, really."
A £5 billion fix to make flats in Norwich safe in the wake of the Grenfell tragedy has been welcomed. But fears remain the repairs won't be sorted for years. Levelling Up Secretary Michael Gove is closing in on a contract with Britain's biggest house builders to help resolve the national cladding crises exposed by the 2017 disaster in London. David Atkinson, 75, is a retired civil engineer who lives in the Reed Mills development in King Street. In a survey in March 2021, an inspector found ACM cladding on the five apartment blocks also used at Grenfell Tower. He said this has been a long time coming. Gove seems to be moving forward with it, which brings some comfort, but it's going to take a hell of a long time to sort out. The legally binding contract with major builders, including Barratt Developments and Persimmon, the timing of which remains unclear, could ultimately cost the industry £5 billion or more. "Fortunately, we don't want to sell our property, but it's affecting those who want to move on," Mr. Atkins added. "Thousands are in this position. We've had fire extinguishers turn up and fire safety notices, but that's minor compared to what's required." The developer of Mr. Atkinson's flat is PJ Livsey Group, a small and medium-sized enterprise which would not need to sign up to Gove's deal. A spokeswoman said that the group has been actively engaged with management agents and has acted as a responsible developer, setting out the remedial work proposals at its own cost. The PJ Livsey Group remains committed to implementing appropriate remedial work at the development and will continue to engage with stakeholders to achieve this objective, she said. Guy Hudson from NRM, which represents Clarion, which owns the freehold of Paper Mill Yard, said, "We did the relevant fire safety checks on the building, and there were a couple of remedial works that were required. This was communicated to all the leaseholders. Issues with needing an A1 or B1 certificate have been resolved, and there have been many property sales at Paper Mill Yard since."
More than 100 concerned homeowners took part in a protest march against revised plans for a major housing development on a derelict site which has been empty for years. The action, led by the Friends of Thorpe St. Andrew, surrounded the new plans by development firm Ocubis to build 555 homes on four sites in the town, at Pine Banks, Langley North, Langley South, and Griffin Lane. Broadland District Council approved plans for 302 homes to be on the Pine Banks and Griffin Lane plot in 2013, but no houses have been built. Following public opposition, the plans have been revised several times, with a previous scheme including 725 houses. Friends of Thorpe St Andrew appealed for people to lodge their concerns before the consultation ends on February the 12th. Before the march from Gordon Avenue to the Pine Banks site off Enby Way, Mike Riches, 55, said, "We need to ensure our voices are heard. The proposed numbers should be reduced to the original number granted in 2013. Together, we can make a difference and persuade the planning committee to reject these latest proposals and send the developer back to the drawing board."
Almost a third of all homes which could be lost to coastal erosion this century are in Norfolk, a climate action group has warned. The organisation One Home identified 21 at-risk communities using Environment Agency data. Of these, six were in Norfolk: Overstrand, Trimmingham, Munsley, Bacton, Haysborough and Hemsby. The group's research has been released on the 70th anniversary of the North Sea floods, when 307 people were killed on the East Coast, including 100 in Norfolk, when a storm surge broke through coastal defences. As part of the study, One Home also compiled a map highlighting what shoreline management plans are in place in different areas of the coast and the level of protection. It shows long stretches, particularly on the north coast, which are designated as no active intervention, where there has been a decision not to provide or maintain sea defences. More than a third of England's coastline has a designation of no active intervention, One Home said, meaning that nothing will be done. The shoreline management plan for the area between Kelling and Lowestoft, overseen by North Norfolk Council, says their continued defence is not sustainable, and while current defences will be maintained where possible, the longer-term strategy is one of gradual retreat.